Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't.
Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
About to have a special guest here as I'm taking probably the biggest L of the week. I totally fudged something up here, but it's all right. Everything's going to be okay. We're going to get back to a mock draft that apparently Brian says I'm going to hate. We'll do that at 5:20 in the expressway. We'll also take some of your texts as we are closer and closer to the NFL draft. It's hour number 3, G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander back in master control. And, of course, we got Carter Freeman as we're partying live. Shell Shack here off North Henderson in Dallas. Come on by. Get yourself some delicious crawfish, maybe some shrimp, whatever it is, or just a cold beer. We're going to be hanging out till 6:30. And tomorrow, National Crawfish Day, they got $6 pounds of crawfish across all of their DFW locations. It's going to be an absolute party. But, fellas, I did the old thing with Dane Berugler where I got the Central and Eastern time.
He was in Ohio, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. So he was texting me during the 3 o'clock and was like, hey, no hit today. I'm like, well, we were going to call you in 45 minutes. And then I looked back and he did specify Eastern time, and I just screwed that up.
Those freaking time zones, man.
That's on me. I'm taking a big fat L. I stink, but I did scramble, and I've got a hero that's here to save the day. Somebody that knows this time slot very, very well, and that the Tolos know very, very well. And he's joining us right now, the one and only, the great Jeffrey Kavanaugh.
He's in the building.
Captain Trade Down in the building.
El Jefe, how are you, sir?
And then a hero comes along. There goes my hero.
Watch hero him song. As he goes.
Yeah, pick your hero song. Hello, men.
What is up, man?
Hey, Jeff.
Jeffrey Kavanaugh, All City Dallas. How's everything going? You about ready to go? Brian just made me pull out my big board. I don't know how many times he did that to you. It's always an awkward feeling, but how's your big board looking?
Oh, my big board is pristine. It's about as good as a big board can be, honestly. I was looking forward to this because I thought replacing Dane, it would be a little less depth, a little less professionalism, and I couldn't think of a positive, but I'm here, you know, and that's important. And they just screwed up my haircut. I'm doing TV tonight, so now I've got weird bald spots between sideburn and facial hair. They're cutting my grass right now, so they're parked in front of my house, and the guy with the lawnmower's next to me, so I can't get out of the car. So everything's great.
So did you get somebody come to your house to do the haircut?
No, I went and got the haircut, and then upon my return, the mailman parks in front of my house because I'm on the Kona, and then in front of him is the lawn mowing guys because I'm a wealthy housewife and I don't do my own work, and I can't use my back gate to park in the driveway because then the dog would run out because I got a doggy door. So I'm just sitting next to my house waiting on something.
Well, Jeff, you are our wide receiver whisperer. You gave us Michael Gallup a few years ago, and I do trust your eye, as does Brian, when it comes to wide receivers. And right now all the momentum is building towards maybe a Matthew Golden pick there at 12. I have advocated for Teteroa McMillan. I do have him ahead personally. But where are you at with these wide receivers, and how would you feel about a Matthew Golden with a star on his helmet?
I would feel great about Matthew Golden with a star on his helmet. I would feel better about any one of those guys because if I got my way, if you could find a way to be cap and trade down, I'd almost let you let these wide receivers work themselves out, honestly. Like, I'm with you. Teteroa McMillan is my wide receiver one. I don't, like, it's just hard to have super strong opinions on trying to separate these guys. They're all very different, but I think they're all NFL wide receiver twos, and it's like, what are you betting on? Which thing do you want this guy to do? I'm tempted to have Emeka Ebuka as my wide receiver one, and like, that's just a floor play, but I promise he's going to be a quality receiver for a decade. So it's I don't know. I think it's tough. I would love to just magically have an extra day two pick, and you just tell me I can have the third or fourth wide receiver off the board, and I would even prefer that to just, like, which one do you want?
Jeff, when you're trying to battle the Eagles in the division and maybe even the Commanders coming up, is trading back really the best avenue? And if you don't get value, say I'm going to call you and you're interested in trading back, but instead of giving you the 84th player, I'm going to give you player 149. Does that work for you when you're trying to catch up with maybe an opponent in your division that seems to be very willing to go out and do whatever it takes to win?
I mean, I think there's a point where it doesn't make sense, but I also think the caliber of player between number 10 and number 27 is the smallest I've seen in a draft in terms of, like, how confident you are that this guy's definitely going to be better than that guy. I think if you were doing real life, true, no doubt first round grades in this class, I got Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Mason Graham, Ashton Jeanty. The end. It's just such a strange draft. And I mean, I'm not going to give up my preference for almost nothing. But if it's the difference of, oh, you're supposed to get a second-round pick and instead you're going to get a third-round pick, I'll find you an NFL starter in the third round. Yeah. I would do that. Okay. But, if you're talking about 100 and something is the pick that I'm getting, then, nah, we're just going to have to pick one of these dudes.
Yeah, as you talk about that, if you ask me, which you and I have on our Mondays and Thursdays, and I really do love Trust the Tape with you again. Thank you for doing that, getting that going again. If you told me between player 12, which would be maybe it would be Revell, the corner from East Carolina, and you
that's tell
player
12?
At player 12. Yeah, for me, player 12.
Okay.
All right, player 12, and then you say player 28, that's Josh Connerly, the tackle from Oregon.
All right, well, here's the fun of this draft then.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of the draft, I guess, is to summarize.
No. Okay. Well, then. Okay.
Thinking that's too big of a drop, and I'm thinking I'm getting the better player.
I do this then. How about Barron then? Where do you have Barron?
Barron's in my top 15. Yeah.
Okay, I know you're in your car right now, and you don't have your notes in front of you. I'm sorry about that.
No. Barron, I know that I have Barron as one of the top 12 to 15 players, and for me, okay. Connerly is somewhere around 30.
Okay, so that's the difference to me now. Barron at 12, Connerly at 30. You know, I don't feel like
maybe the fight is how far is too far because
see that's what I'm saying. I don't
24. Yeah. Like I bet you I can still get Luther Burden or Emeka Ebuka.
You think you could get a Buka at 24?
I think I mean we're just guessing here, right? But I think
Golden, I know, yeah,
and McMillan
I know,
are
I know.
The first two wide receivers. Yeah. I bet there's not four wide receivers gone by the time I get to 23, 24. And it's just my guess. And that's just the perfect world. You don't get to have the perfect world. But in the perfect world, I get my wide receiver too, and I get him where I want to pick him, and I get a bonus out of the deal, and that's just probably not the way that it's going to happen because somebody's got to come want to get something, and I don't know if that's going to happen.
See, that's what I was trying to just kind of say, that to me, that if you gave me a choice of Barron at 12, say, just and they probably won't pick Barron. Well, let's say this. Because okay, how about like we'll do Luther Burden. I have him at 10. I have him at 10.
Wide receiver, Mizzou.
Wide receiver.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mizzou.
Yeah, remember to say the school, Brian.
I know, you're right about that.
He's such a rookie.
But see, that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, I'm kind of thinking like, okay, if I wanted to take another position, it's such a far drop, and it's not worth it to me for player 149. I think the quality of the player is not worth the drop. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I think that's totally possible. I think it's totally possible. But I just, it's the number of guys where you're like, all right, would you rather have, and then you start firing names that are possible at 12. And it's like, all right, and then I'm going to watch the rest of the draft, and we're going to get to 29, and the defensive tackle out of Ole Miss, Walter Nolan, is going to get picked. And I'm going to be like, I mean, he might be better than the guy I picked at 12. It's just that sort of draft to me. Where I just don't have a giant confidence level that if Kelvin Banks is going to go in the mid-20s, which a lot of mock drafts would have you believe.
Yeah, 21, yeah.
If he's going to go in the mid-20s, am I super confident that the pick at 12 is going to have a better career than Kelvin Banks? Not really. And that's this year, and that's the fun of it. And so I can beat Dane Brugler because he's the first one I heard say these words, and he's supposed to be on right now in this draft. It's just wonky. It's a wonky one.
Jeffrey, and I asked my guys this question here before you came on. Is there a chance that any one of these wide receivers that you pick potentially at 12 could be better than CeeDee Lamb?
No chance. None.
Okay.
None, and none. How about that? I don't think any of them is a wide receiver one. I would be surprised if anybody from this class ended up being a wide receiver one for anybody. And that's just, I think that is this class. I mean, I think every one of them would be behind Brian Thomas Jr. in last year's draft, which makes him wide receiver 5 and a guy that you think would be picked in the mid to late 20s.
Then if I'm reading you the right way, you don't want to pick a wide receiver at 12. You have more.
Honestly, like, here's the thing.
It sounds like you have more questions at receiver than maybe you do at other positions.
No, the problem is I have those questions at every position. It's like the worst time to ever be the 12th worst team in football. because it does, like, you name the position, and I'm not going to love the pick. And it's just like, all right, sweet, have an opinion, Jeff. Who's the guy you want at 12? I'm like, Mason Graham. Well, bad news. And so I just, I think that's where they're at. And I think, honestly, while I've just bashed every single wide receiver in this draft, I think it makes all the sense in the world that that's going to be the pick at 12, because I think the odds at pick 44 of finding a guy who is wide receiver 2 immediately, and I know, listen, I love the draft, which means that I consistently will overrate the impact that people are going to have as a rookie.
Right.
But I'd like to think I'm starting to know a little bit better. The idea that somebody at 44 is going to show up to training camp as your second best wide receiver, I think you're being optimistic. And at 12, I think there are four guys that I feel pretty good that the day they show up, they're my second best wide receiver. So in a year that I have questions about everybody at 12, it's really not cheating, because they might all four be in my top 12 to 15 players. It makes sense to take the big need and go ahead and do it.
Jeff, are you more worried about Dallas Cowboys corners or Dallas Cowboys wide receivers?
Technically, the answer to that is corners, because I don't think you can take the field. I mean, you can technically take the field, but you're going to take the field in week one with Deron Bland, Kair Elam, and Kalen Carson, or Izzy McQuamu, or and I don't think that's an NFL secondary.
So you should pick a corner at 12 then, right?
I don't like them any better than the receivers, Brian. I mean, am I going to take my nickel corner at number 12 overall in the NFL draft and take Jahdae Barron? Am I going to take Will Johnson, who I thought I didn't have any questions about his speed, but then the guy's totally healthy and still won't run us a 40? I don't like the receivers.
No, don't listen to what I'm saying, Jeff, about that, because you'll get yourself in trouble about the Will Johnson.
If you like Will Johnson, take
Will Johnson.
Will Johnson. I'm not terrified of him at 12. Am I more comfortable with him at 12 than any of those wide receivers?
No.
Probably not. And that's why I would be like, okay, in most years, this guy gets picked like 36th. If they pick Emeka Ebuka at 12, I'd be like, cool, I hit. I didn't miss. And I would feel good about it. It's a 2025 draft, and honestly, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. We can get three starters, though. We can get you three starters. That's not a problem.
Oh, hell yeah, we can.
Three starters. We ain't going to get you an all-pro. No chance. But we're going to get you three starters.
We'll take all we can get right now. Jeff Cavanaugh, All-City Dallas with us here in the nation. Where are you taking your running back?
Man, when you start stacking up their needs, I'm going to be the psycho here and everybody's going to get mad at me. And by the way, look, only Clarence says All City. Like, that's the parent company. We do the DLLS Cowboys podcast, okay?
It's just
the DLLS Cowboys podcast. That's Clarence. All City, DLLS. Like, he gets confused about what words to use. If the right guy is at the right spot, I'm picking him in the first three rounds. If he's not, I'm the guy who is going to make the Cowboy mistake of last year, which is not – this is their fault. They could have done it differently. Their mistake was pretending that Zeke was an NFL player. You did not have to do that. It could have been done differently. If you are going to get in the first round, you really like your wide receiver there, bang, take him. If in the second round you've got a defensive tackle that's towards the top of your board, bang, take him. In the third round, a corner, whatever, bang, take him. If you have the guy I really want in the right round, I'm taking the running back in the first three rounds. I wouldn't force it. If you can get me, my guy would be UCF, RJ Harvey, third round. Done.
Yep.
I'll do it.
Yep.
Second round, I mean, when I first watched Omarion Hampton, I thought I was his biggest fan, wanting to take him at 44. Now it turns out he's like a top 15 pick or whatever. So, like, he would be my guy at 44. And if not, Travion Henderson at Ohio State, that's okay by me. RJ Harvey in the third round, that's cool with me. Quinshon Judkins in the third round, that's cool with me. If none of those are possible because other teams pick him beforehand, man, I'm going to take a dude in the fifth round, and I'm going to take another dude in the sixth round, and we're going to be okay. Because the only thing that's not okay is pretending that Zeke Elliott or Miles Sanders is your answer.
That's
the only thing that's not okay.
There you go.
And they're about to go back-to-back years doing it and pretending that's okay.
Jeffrey, you're a badass. Thank you so much for saving me, sir. Kick ass on TV. We love you, and we'll talk soon.
All right, I'm going to go shave my head. See you guys on that free-for-all action tonight.
Hell yeah,
ass.
Jeff Cole, let's go.
Channel 4.
There he goes, Jeffrey Kavanaugh with
us. Make sure you take a shower, bro.
It was DLLS, Cowboys Podcast.
I guess it's DLLS Cowboys Podcast. That's what it is.
It's easier to say All City.
It's so much easier to say All City.
But gosh.
I mean, that is a mouthful. DLLS.
All right, let's get into the top 10. Willy Bully top 10 coming up on the other side. We are live at Shell Shack here off North Henderson. Get over here right now. I know you're getting ready to get off work, okay? The place to be is Shell Shack. Right here, right now, off North Henderson. As I mentioned, maybe you're driving up and you see, oh, there's a construction detour. You just turn left right on into the parking lot and you can party with us. We'll be here until 6:30. It is National Crawfish Day tomorrow. I got the top 10 most popular types of shellfish next in the G-Bag Nation.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.